Welcome everybody. Shia number 1581. We're learning today. Lilu nishmas Moshe Dayuf ben Rabban Zisa. Lilu nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lerufu Shalema Yaakov ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, so we are talking, of course, about paper. Okay, before we continue in the paper and the notebooks, we want to read from Rabban a little bit how he brings it down. It's just some examples as we're on the spot. What would be muksa machmas chasar in case also as like paper, cardboard, these type of things. He brings down on page 73, does Rabbadna, again, in conjunction with the various different places. We're not going to go through all the different sheets right now, but these are things which we could understand and make, and it fits into this fara of muksa machmas chasar in case, whereby one is makbid, that they don't want to use it for something else that shouldn't get ruined, and so on. Sometimes they have a separate place, according to some place, and so on. Okay, important papers, he brings, like says Rabban on page 73, important papers with or without intrinsic value, right? Not the paper themselves, but whatever the case are reserved for safekeeping, and they are reserved for safekeeping by their owners, would be muksa. So it's not dependent on the paper itself, it's dependent what's on it. So what would be some examples like that? He says, thus, therefore, canceled checks. We spoke about last time, canceled checks, whereby one is makbid on those checks, which many people are, obviously, if it has a bank account number and so on. You have contracts, sales, different contracts, sales receipts, whereby somebody is holding on to that for a certain reason, taxes or whatever. Let's say you have a driver's license, automobile registration, right? These are all things that are on paper, and they would all be muksa on the muksa machmas chasar and kis, right? I have my driver's license, right? My automobile registration. I don't want it being used for anything else. That gets ruined. That gets lost. I'm in big trouble. I can't drive my car. So obviously these, we understand, these are all things which would fall under the guidelines of muksa machmas chasar and kis. Okay, so that's as far as that. Then, of course, it brings down, according to the view of many poskim, like we said, plain paper also would be chasar and kis. Okay, so getting back to the paper issue, I just wanted to go through those few quick items because that's important to keep in mind. Again, like we said, any type of paper that has things in, and it could even be like a cheshbin on it, whereby somebody needs desperately, and if they lose that paper, they have certain numbers on it, whatever, that would also be, of course, chasar and kis, because they don't want it being used or getting ruined by being used for some other reason. Okay, so just reviewing real quickly, reference to regular paper, how Rabbadna brings it down. Also, we like to see various different angles, various different views. Obviously, they bring from various different places, but we see the main crux of it as we go down the line. And of course, these things have to be reviewed again and again, till we get it straight. That's how we go in general. So he says like this, blank sheets of paper on page 84. Again, blank sheets of paper are muksa, shine. So we're seeing one concept. So one has to be careful. Regular writing paper, one has to be careful, is taka muksa. Okay, page 84, that's how he brings it down. Also, as we saw by Reb Simcha ben Kohn brought down his sefer, and we saw the various different other poskim and so on. So blank sheets of paper, muksa, shine. Sheets of paper containing written matter on it are not muksa if, again, provided one may read it on Shabbos. So that's the distinction over here. You have the blank pieces of paper, which by I'm going to use, right? So what do we mean by, so he brings down, what do we mean by a case whereby using it for muksa? So we said it could either be muksa machmas chasar and kis, or it could be there were some who wanted to say muksa machmas gufai possibly, but in both of those cases, in those classifications of muksa, you can't move it. In other words, if it falls under the classification of muksa machmas iser, right? Klisha melachta leiser. So then we said, if somebody needs a place, one can move it. I have the piece. Let's say if it will be klisha melachta leiser, which again we'll talk about. If it's in my place where I have to use on the table, I have to eat there, whatever. So then I will be allowed to move it with my hand. But since it falls under the classification of chasar and kis or machmas muksa machmas gufay, so then you cannot move it. But you can move it again, like we've spoken about, be gufay, tilta be gufay. Somebody takes their elbows and picks up the paper, so that will be fine. I just want to read one thing he brings down over here on ice number 29 that Ramosha said. So let's say one that has paper, the vizman is there, ain't there? So he says, let's say a person has paper taka that they're not makbid on, right? Regular writing paper, so that many places can bring down that they use for writing, so that people are makbid. Fine. So then we have or that we spoke about the graph paper, typing paper, all these fall under the same guidelines. Sort of then he brings from Ramosha, that all types of paper that those whereby one is not makbid on, would taka be muksa machmas gufay, fall under muksa machmas gufay. Again, the scrap paper could be different, like we saw quoted, that would be klishim lachte leheter, like we saw Reb Simcha ben Amkom brought down, because that could be used, since it's taka, quote unquote, scrap paper, it's used for anything. If I want to close a bottle with it or whatever, I stuff it up in a bottle so it shouldn't spill out, whatever the case, these different type of things. It's just to give an example that's brought down the Shulchan Aruch here and there. But that would be scrap paper, fine. But when we're dealing with regular paper, so even if it's not set aside bedafka for a certain thing, so still Rav Moshe won't say machmas kufi. Okay, but be it as it may, regular paper that's written on lemaisa muksa, fine. Then we said blank notebooks and blank pads of paper are also muksa. Blank notebooks and blank pads would also full and empty would also be muksa. Oh. So then he just ends off. I just wanted to review this, how we see it from Rabban. Let's say if he brings down basically the same thing in conjunction with the same poskim. He says he heard this from Rav Moshe, what we're going to say now, that one would again be allowed to turn the pages. He says one may turn the pages if there's items, let's say Divrei Torah, whatever, that's written in the notebooks. One may turn the blank pages of a pad or a spiral notebook to get to the written parts, right? Inasmuch as all of the pages are bound together, we do not consider each blank page as an individual item. Rather, we consider the entire pad as one unit, part of which is usable. And what's the usable part? Obviously, if it's made for writing and it's empty, it's not usable. So that's why it's muksa, right? I am a maksadaita. I set my side. No, this is I'm not touching it Shabbos, right? It's like set aside automatically. That's what muksa is all about. Not we have to set it aside. It's automatically set aside. But over here, since it has divrei Torah in it and things that I could read on Shabbos, right? It could be something else that you could read on Shabbos. I'm not getting into all the different things, but divrei Torah, obviously, your children have things written which they have to write. Sometimes young children they bring home from the parasha. They want to read things on the parasha. They wrote down all these things. Obviously, on mutter because and even the blank pages. So he brings this down. This he heard from Rav Moshe. Sarabana, he heard this from Amosha, that one would be allowed to turn those pages, because again, that it is all considered one kli. So that's an interesting thing. Okay, we'll go weiter in this Indian upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha kol tov.